Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 28th, 2025. How do you feel about comment sections on social media? Should the person running the account exercise their option to delete certain comments, or is that censorship? How about comments that contain spam, misinformation, name-calling, profanity, or threats? If you're on social media, you probably already have your own way of dealing with that on your own profile, but what if you work for the town or the state or a committee associated with the town or the state and run that account? Should you have the same discretion? Here in Maine, a bipartisan group of legislators have introduced an act to prohibit a state social media platform account from restricting user comments. It's LD 1742. If passed, quote, this bill prohibits an account holder or administrator of a social media platform account of a state, county, or municipal department, agency, board, or commission, or a state, county, or municipal official operating in that individual's official capacity from restricting a user of that social media platform from commenting on content shared by the holder or the administrator of the social media platform account, close quote. If you have thoughts about that one way or the other and would like to weigh in, the Legislature Judiciary Committee is holding a public hearing for the bill this afternoon at 3 in Augusta, but you can also listen online and even participate online. This morning, there will be a work session for LD 594, a resolve directing the state auditor to audit all state agencies. This is a doji-sounding bill that has progressed further through the process than the previous bill we were talking about. It has already had a public hearing. It was presented by 10 Republican representatives. The summary reads, quote, this resolve requires the state auditor to audit all state agencies and compile a report for each state agency listing the number of current employees, the number of newly hired employees over a period of time, the current and projected budget, the growth of the budget over a period of time, the agency's jurisdiction, roles and responsibilities, the scope of current, completed, and incomplete projects over a period of time, and the percentage of the total of the most current state biennial budget the agency's budget represents, end quote. At the public hearing for the bill, the Maine Policy Institute, formerly the Maine Heritage Policy Center, testified in favor of the bill. State Auditor Matt Dunlap, whose department would be tasked with carrying out the plan if this bill passes, testified in opposition, saying it would be redundant. Part of his testimony reads, quote, under generally accepted government accounting standards for government audits employed for the audit of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report and the Single Audit Act, our office conducts audits of various federal programs and funds. Taken together, these audits cover over 80% of state expenditures and 91.5% of federal programs. Further, under the mantle of our work to audit the state's financial statements, every state agency is subject to that audit. That information is already available, end quote. So who will the committee listen to and how will they vote? You can listen to their debate and possibly their vote on whether or not they will recommend that this bill pass in the full legislature. At the work session for LD 594, scheduled for this morning at 10:30, the public is not permitted to testify at work sessions unless specifically requested to do so by a committee member, but they are streamed live and you can watch them and listen in. For more information on either of the bills that I've mentioned today and where to submit testimony and links to the live streams, go to legislature.maine.gov and type the LD number into the search box. For an act to prohibit a state social media platform account from restricting user comments, you're looking for LD 1742, and the audit bill is LD 594. The committee's meeting schedules are subject to change, so it's always a good idea to check the time at that website as well, especially if you're planning to head up to Augusta to testify. One more time, it's legislature.maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.